Hi, my name's Nikki Morris and I'm manager of Pontarddin Association. We're feeding into the consultation on loneliness and isolation. I've got one of our members here and we're just going to do a little short interview about the impact of loneliness and isolation has had on her. She'll state her name and her age and tell her story.
Okay, Helen, age 60. Where to start, really?
It's okay. So, Helen, can you tell us sort of how you felt before you sort of started coming to the art at Pontarddin?
Well, if I didn't come here, I might not come out at all.
Okay. And did it, when you were at home, you felt sort of, did you feel, how did you feel? How did that make you feel when you weren't interacting with others?
Well, very lonely and isolated and useless. I have been a carer, which actually, because of the demands of caring, has actually added to, has impacted on the loneliness and having my own health issues, or has culminated in me probably only going out when I absolutely have to. So Pontarddin has been a purpose to get out and a purpose to see other people apart from, you know, my mother, who I'm caring for at the moment, who's got dementia.
Have you made new friends since you've been coming here?
I haven't actually seen anybody outside of Pontarddin. But it's good to chat in the art classes, and it's a familiar face and a nice greeting, and if you're away as well, you know.
Has that helped you, do you think?
It has.
And how has it helped you?
It's given me a little bit of identity back again.
That's brilliant.
Whereas before, you know, with my own health issues and looking after my mother, and before that my son, who had lots of problems being Asperger's, that becomes all encompassing and like a tiny little world. And you lose sight of what's beyond that unless something gives you the kick up the bum. And helps you to actually break out of that.
And how did you know about Pontarddin, Helen?
Do you know, I can't remember.
Right, okay.
I do know somebody who went to Pontarddin in Welshpool. So I didn't know that it existed. Oh, that's right. I was looking out for counselling.
Right, okay.
That was my initial contact, and I had counselling here, which was very useful.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for sharing sharing your story. I really appreciate it, and I understand as well that sort of telling your story back has been a little bit emotional, isn't it, for you? But we really appreciate it, and hopefully that you'll help sort of shape services for others in the future, feeling like yourself.
It's just such an important service.
Thank you.
That so many people would be lost without it. I think it's so valuable.
Thank you so much.
Okay.